Hi, and welcome to my audio booth for Tuesday, the 1st of September. It's actually 23:45, quarter to 12 at night, and I'm actually up in the Cumbria Mountains. I came out walking tonight about 9 o'clock. You might think it's strange walking in the mountains at night, but it's something I will do if I know that I'm going to get certain conditions. And I knew from the last few nights and watching the weather that tonight was going to be calm, it's going to be dry, still night. So on conditions like that, and at this time of year, I love to get up into the hills. One of the reasons is it's been quite dark up to about 11 o'clock. The moon doesn't get up until just after 11 these nights, and it's just risen above the horizon to my north, to the northeast, just over a mountain called Slieve na Mon, which is way off in the distance. So I've walked up into the Cumbras. At times, the only thing I can hear up here, it's so calm and so still, I can only hear my own breath. But the view is spectacular. Not only can I see towns stretching out along the valleys between the Knockmeal Down Mountains and the Galtee Mountains, and to the east and Clonmel to the north, the lights from there. But I can also see the Milky Way, which is one of the reasons I'm out. It's spectacular, like just like diamonds in the sky, spectacular display. Occasionally I see a satellite passing overhead, which looks like a small star, but it's travelling in a straight line at a constant speed. Up until about 11 o'clock, the brightest thing in the sky has been Jupiter, which is probably to the south, west, southwest from where I am. And that's been out closer to the moon other nights. But now the moon has risen. It's been up for just over 3/4 of an hour, and it's going to throw a lot of light. It's a half moon tonight. But the part that's lit up is really bright. I'm going to be out for at least another hour. I was going to head back at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I might stay a bit longer. I've got to get down through some of this heavy heather and gorse on the way back, and cross one river in the Nair Valley, take it back to the car, and head for home. Luckily, they're used to me doing these mad things at home, so as long as I'm there for breakfast in the morning, they don't mind too much. So anybody else who's been out tonight and enjoyed this spectacular display given by the Milky Way will really, really have enjoyed it. So if you live in a town or a city, you probably won't see this because of the glow of lights, but occasionally you do need to get out into the mountains at night and just blow your mind away with the spectacular display. Wish I could take some photographs so you could see it, but I can't do that. I'm just looking at the North Star now and the Plough, which is really obvious tonight. It's the last two stars, and as you know, pointing towards the North Star, and the Plough revolves around the North Star, so it's easy for travellers to find. Okay, well, I'm going to sit back, relax, just stare up at the sky for a while. The moon is going to give me some more light later. I'll be able to switch off this head torch maybe. Let my eyes adjust, and I'll head back down. Okay, so all you city dwellers, get out at night and enjoy the mountain life.